and Master.
Amen.
We are grateful to your mercies and kindness towards us.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for your care throughout the day, throughout the week, the month, and the year.
Amen.
It's been your grace.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we say thank you for everything you have done for us.
Amen.
And all that you continue to do.
Amen.
We've assembled again, acknowledging that, Lord, you are the King of Kings.
Amen.
The owner of our lives.
Amen.
We pray that your presence will join us this evening.
Amen.
And be our portion.
Amen.
Delivering us from every snare of the enemy.
Amen.
And any planting that is unknown to even us.
Amen.
May you, through your word, equip us, renew us, and strengthen us for the journey.
Amen.
We ask for your grace tonight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So before we sit, let's turn our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 32. We pick from verse 9 to 13.
Asana ibetna sine mo mayimbi encho nko Musi nguma etosunum ti aduasa mienu enyimu nkron kusi edumiensa no.
The Bible says, for the Lord's portion is his people.
Amen.
Jacob is the lot of his inheritance.
Amen.
He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
Amen.
As an eagle stirred up her nest, fluttered out her young, spreaded abroad her wings, taketh them, buried them on her wings.
Amen.
So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange god with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields.
Amen.
And he made him to suck honey out of the rock.
Amen.
And oil out of the flinty rock. Amen.
Amen. Mosi nguma etosunum Deuteronomy. Itie du asam yenu nyimun kron likosi edumiensa.
Baby, let us sit. Shall we sit as we take it?
Na eradi chefa ene ne man. Jacob ene ne japade a wosusu amano. Ohunu no esre asase so ene ni chechere so. Esre pradada so muawe mfo esumu. Utwa ne hu hiai. Ohwe ne su yie. Okra no se na ni wa kru tu awisi. Se de okode ehonya ni buo na otubo ne ma ho mpempe no. Otre ne ntaban mu faa no. Osoa no ne ntakra so. Awurade nko a na okyere no kwan. Na onanani nya me biara enka ne ho. Omano faa asase sronsron so koi. Na odi asase so no bae. Na omano fefi ewo free obotan mu. Ene enwo efri abohima mu. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
So we are grateful to the Lord for the word. Amen. Bible said all these are written for our example.
Shono mayeti asese wachwe wenu nyina de atoho amayense enye yenhweso.
And inspiration and lessons to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Tonight,
by the grace of God, we just want to re-echo and get inspiration from the message, as the eagle stirreth.
Anadwi yenam erade adom so epese yesan tin odifo ne kransem bia otu din se okọ se ne okọre ehonya ani buo mu ne nya enwosura bi edifrim.
Amen.
Amen.
There are a lot of lessons in life.
Adesua bebree ena wa abrabo yi mu.
And God has made it so.
Sa ena Onyankopon aye no.
That his children will become better.
Enam sa ye so ama ne ma etimi awie ye.
I would like to read a few things from the prophet.
He
said, now I begin to study the eagle when I read this.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And he builds his nest high. And he has that for a purpose. The eagle had a great powerful wings. That's for deliverance. Amen.
Amen.
Even God manifests himself through his creation.
So
whether it's a human being or an animal, God manifests himself. And the prophet said, the eagle builds that nest high for a purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as human beings, whatever decisions or actions we take them for a purpose. But for the purpose to be properly aligned with God's word, it becomes God's purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he brought us here to exhibit his own purpose through us. Amen.
Amen.
So in everything we do, it is an exhibition and a fulfillment of God's own purpose. He
has
used the ants to fulfill his purpose, so he said we should look at him.
Perhaps
another thing the eagle does that's strange, he renews his youth.
The
eagle, after so long a time, just rotates and becomes right back to young eagle again. Brings himself right back, renews his youth.
Abraham
says that's another type of the church. Type of the church of God's people. He said, we'll get all down and kind of stale.
Odifonisi, yetimi koko dum pempenso bi anafedi ye jina faako.
Then all at once, the Holy Spirit comes and renews us again.
He
said, God renewing the experience and the youth of his church. Giving them a new experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because as we journey with him, he does things, new things all the time.
If we say, sans yani no etu anamoyino, eni mafufro ena waya nemrini namu.
And they are to renew us.
Na sani mafufro na waya ewe na brabo munu wanamso esa sachua yami abe yafufro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that big eagle, he just seemed to know how to set his wings.
Sa okorekese no wonim kwankra ofaso esi gina ne taban ye.
Every time the wind will come in, he would ride up higher.
Abre biara enframa anase ehum no betuo no opagya no ho ekọ ehum no so.
And I stood there.
Odifonzi ogina in ohwe.
And watched him.
And I was here.
Till he became just a little bitty speck.
Na ebabe ye adekitwe bi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, it isn't. He said, run, it isn't run from church to church.
O see, ono de ofri asafo baakumu ensa nkwa asafo fufuromu.
The answer to the solutions of our life is not running from place to place or church. Ya bra
boy mu emuaya ewo ya na bra bo mu no enye ne se ofri asafo we mu no akọ wo fufuromu enye ho e na abenya omuaye.
He said, join this one and join that one.
Se odo ho kọ dom asafo we na ofri mu asa do ho akọ dom ofufuro.
It's just knowing how to set your wings in the power of His Holy Spirit. When He comes riding in, just ride on. Ride on and
on.
Get away from the chatter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God makes provisions for us all the time. Amen.
Amen.
It's not the way we want to see the answers. But he said when he makes himself, he avails himself, he gets in, we should just ride on him.
Or see, a bra or baba dan who di awas at the animal, yes young coso ni and pemkoyanim.
Just carry on way yeah. Up and above.
Yan twaso na young kwa nyon kwan kain ponches any one.
Out of the distance of even hearing the noise that the world will be making.
Yan pemkoyanim kodrube bia yentimin tiet de de a e wiasi edema yenina.
The things that would dampen our spirit.
And your ma ebe bray and home home assi.
Or what will make us even doubt? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Abraham said, the Christian is a specially made person.
What if you say, so we are a Christian, now we are only people who are one minute walking strong.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God made us special. Just like the eagle. To fulfill his righteous purpose. God has set everything in place to protect us. Amen.
Amen.
He said that eagle, when it gets ready to build a nest, goes high into the rocks and builds the nest there.
Or see. Sa anoma wokorie no se ebra sun se wo ye ni bua obowura abotan mu na sa abotan mu ho na ho na okokoye ni bu.
Don't forget that when we started we said the eagle does that for a purpose.
Maye ren fi se bra ye sha se ne kais ye kan bibi se sentia wokorie no anwene ni bu wo sa kwan no so ne e wo no botaye.
And God does everything for a purpose.
Sa sun na onyankopon eye biribi biara egina botaye bi so.
Abraham said she wants to protect her little ones.
Odifone se sentia okori ekoye ni buo ewo abotan mu ni ne se ne mankuma no waye no sa e de bo won ho ban.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't you care about us?
Ti won nwene yen ho ana.
Way up there when we fall, what will happen?
Amotan yi mu awakwa koye buo isi efiri ho ba hwe asia de na betuye.
If the babies or the little eaglets could speak, that's what they may imagine.
Senka and Korenki to Ezen Gomuti Mikasa, saying and Kombekasa.
But the mother has thought of what is right.
Now, so, Omoma Menoa Jinia, ye, Edimana Mano.
Knows all the environment and understands the risk that is involved.
Washe, na wangunu Bobrena, Omutimuno, and the Hunsu Sansua, Ebet Miaba on Suenina.
So prepares a place of safety.
And don't see ɛna ɔkɔ akɔ siesie saa dwane kɔhyɛbea hɔ ɛde ama no ma no.
He said, that's the way God does.
Saa pɛpɛɛpɛ na Onyankopɔn so yɛ no.
He lifts his church into a place.
Ɔpɛgya nasafo ɛde wɔn kɔstebea bi.
If you will just let him.
Sɛ nka yɛbɛma no kwan saa kwan no so a.
And he will put you in a place where you will be away from the vultures of the earth.
He says,
certainly he will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the word he has brought is a word to lift us beyond the vultures.
Enunti asema wadi abreye no ya asema odi peje yen edi akon enkanya ye crossing apete.
And that is why the gospel is different from the other gospel.
Enunti ena asempa no edan so sene asempa foforo bi aka.
This message is intended to make us completely different. He will lift us up if we let him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you and I, we can testify that this gospel was brought to lift us to a higher place.
Sir, saa asempa ya yen sa kanu Onyankopon nam so e de pegye yen akobia e kron.
The man
oni obermano ne sa kan asempa no.
The woman has received the gospel.
Ena oba no so sa kan asempa no.
And the power of God is dwelling in them.
Ena Onyankopon to me eti wo mu.
What a wonderful home. God wants to lift this chair to a higher place. How is he going to do it aside his word? The only means he is able to do it is through his word.
Ekwanya obefa so obeye sadie ye nasem ko anso e no obefa.
And when he gives us his word, we put that word aside.
Na ordina sem no so ebrae nia na ye de asem no so otonchen
that we can reach there in through another means.
Ya dwenye ye se betimi afa kwan foforo bi so etimi akwa akodru sa bia ekron no.
May God help us.
Rademoye.
How much different is it from the chicken?
And so suya bang and that way no any and kukomantem.
The chicken is a bird too, but builds its nest out in the barnyard.
Akukonsu eya no man sa. Nelsu wano de ebu obimu and wokokoye nibu.
Down on the ground. Where there will be snakes and other predators and everything else.
Woyani buono ewa sasi so bebia awawo ene emwa aduma hufufra omubetimi ahano ewo.
Can get his young.
Sabia is amwa duma ebetimi awraho wakwa kotwa sene mwanketwano.
He don't know nothing about the heavenly.
Wano di ewonim esuru senye sitye.
Yet he's a bird.
Nensu wayano ma.
Every parent here, every action you are taking, if nothing at all, you have one interest to protect your children. So how would you do something that will hurt the children? But as men, we do. God doesn't do that. Every action he takes is to protect his children. And he said, he set the church to use us to defeat and break every gate of
ose wode na safo no esi ho se wanam na safo no so edi bebubu asama do apono ene ne kwan biara.
By his word.
Onam nasem no so.
And when he gave the word to the church,
na bra wode asem no ema asafo no,
then we put the word to the side.
Asafo no de asem no to nchen.
How would we see or experience the heavenly?
Because
for him, his purpose is to take us
high.
Away from the vultures of the earth.
Now, but free as I see so apeteni na ho.
He said the old mother eagle. When making ready for the little ones to be born, she goes out and gets everything that she can. Soft leaves, big beaks, take all the things she can to come and make a good bedding.
Of see a mountain so a cope and my bar, where we are, Wababes, yes, Yenina, and then her mind out to move. I'm a bona maya from.
That's the way Jehovah Eagle does too.
Sana, Yahua, our Yakorabata, and Wayanadi.
It fixes everything up.
Was yes, Yenina.
When the new baby is born,
a brow, but won't above racket one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Mama Eagle is positive that he is not going to let the eaglets become anything like chickens.
Mama
Eagle is going to be positive that them eagles aren't going to be anything like chickens.
She don't want
them to be earthbound.
They are
eagles.
And
she knows they are
eagles. That's the
way Jehovah Eagle does.
He don't
want us chicken, barnyard chickens. He wants us to be eagles. Up in the blue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The nature of us to be up there where we are free.
Yesu anase esu a ewoye mu. Say ye okwari emane say ye betena soro ho e ho ene e benye bambo.
So some of the troubles we face
anuti ohawa da eya e ba ye nso no
is because we feel we are bound.
If ni nyina ne say asasi so tena e na ye yende.
He said our father's intention is not to make us be bound on this earth.
O see Yene janom etrimu po ene se yenye wobia asasi so ene betina.
That though we are in this world, the things of this earth has not taken possession over us.
Ewo muse asasi so na ye word ye, nanso asasi so nyoma no enkura yen anase enso ye mu.
That the heavenly is our focus.
Na osoro ahime mu ene de si ene ni so.
And it's become our life.
Na eno ena be ye na brabo.
But it's a battle. Sorry. It's a battle.
Now so ayawakon any akundiye.
Greater part of our life, everything is on earth.
Yenabra boy mu fakesiye mu niyomeni na no ejina sasi so.
We are admonishing ourselves tonight that the purpose of God is not to make us be bound to the
earth.
His plan is that we will be in the blues.
Be
above every every situation.
Whether
we have food or we don't have. That we can trust him under every circumstance. That we will not talk like men. Who do not have hope. Who do not know what they are about. But we will be people full of assurance in our God. That even at the last minute he will show up. That even when the situation is beyond, he will be present. Because we have an advocate. We know the stories of the three Hebrew children. This is what the prophet is telling us. That God wants us to be in the blues. They didn't see the fire. Unfortunately, it may be like they were fooling. How many of us can say that we have gotten to a point? Everybody told us we were fooling. And true, not pretense. We were not just seeing it. Our attention was focused on God. This is what he's saying.
Say ye any young upon air catching. Say, dear see any so anansi yeniso a dien yina ebe see or no young upon also. Said yana Hebrew form rantia mien sano. A woman say, na omuhu wajano de. A woman say, na ko vibeti me a catch on say, and say, unu bi ena wo de. Say, wa mone o hina no air catching. Now so, na omani yina esi omu yanko ponso.
Today, the slightest thing we just have to let go, we have to give up.
Ene, adia kitue bi, nene ya kran infin siyabe breno, ni aje mune free yensa.
We are asking for the grace of God.
Yes, sre, unyanko ponadom.
God has a plan for us.
Unyanko pon, owan siye, ye, ah, wasi siye di amaye.
He intended for us to be in a special place. Do you know the number of things God originally had planned to do in our midst? All the death that had occurred. How he wanted to have used them to glorify his name. That through this church, it will be published abroad. That the doctors declared that man, that brother, that sister dead.
Say a doctor for no ekafa onua berma onua ba papa ana enan ho say wawu.
But through that unfailing presence of God. And listen, in the ministry of Abraham, there were people who were living examples. And anytime he spoke as an assurance, he said, brother, stand, let the people see you. We want that experience. The eagle sets a place of safety. So God will not bring us here so that we become available for the devil to attack.
Onyankopon emfaya mamadua ha. Say ye ho bedam pan ama obonefo no say wonto say yeso.
He brings us into his word to have safety.
What yamba na semu say na sem no beboye ho ban.
There is no child of God who is in God's word and is exposed to the devil.
The
Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. When the righteous run to him, they are saved. It's in God we have safety. There is no safety zone except in him. Not by mentioning his name, but be in his word. A place where his word has total control. Staying where he has prepared. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He cares for us. He wants to set us on high, away from the vultures. I know that many times your spirit cries within you that God doesn't want us to work, be like vultures. He doesn't want us to be like chickens. The devil, through his agents, were preparing to kill them. But the angel of the Lord came, opened the prison gates. It's not a story. That's the God we are talking about. That's the God we are talking about. This is the same God that Abraham worshipped.
It's
the same God you are sitting here tonight to worship. It therefore stands of a surety that what God did for Abraham, he can do it now. It's not just a story. It's not just a motivation. He is that same God. And if you and I will see him the way Abraham saw him, the same thing will happen. God doesn't joke with his children. Scripture we read said it was, he was the one who took Jacob out of the wilderness. Everything. He protected him and he made him the apple of his eye.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He said, and she will get up there. That's a mama eagle. She will trot around over the nest like that.
Okware mame no, okware batan no. Otua, obo ni buo no hom pempen esia.
And she will get to the little ones and make a scream.
Na obetchi aben korewa no, na watiam afre won.
And then when she does that, all the eaglets will fall back to his the wings.
Na ebra obeyesa no, enkorewa ni nyina eba besisi ni ntaban so.
He said that's what she wants them to do.
Say e na okore ma me no pese ni nkore e ma no eye.
She is training them to hear her voice. She lets out the scream. And then all the little ones will just come and be on her wing.
Rabbi
says she is training them to hear her voice. He said, the Lord said, my sheep knows my voice. When I speak, they know. Is it not strange? We don't know whether God spoke or is not God. A baby can distinguish between a voice of other people and the voice of the mother. Even animals know the voice of their owners. And Jesus said, "My sheep hears my voice." How do you and I say we belong to him? Can we hear his voice? When he speaks, do we know? Can we distinguish his voice from the others? He said the mama eagle lets out a scream. And all the little ones come and fall on him. She's training them to know her voice. She wants them to know that when she's screaming time, when that screaming time comes, hallelujah.
Amen.
It may come a time, it will be emergency. She will let out a scream. If the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, how can we prepare for battle? We must know the voice of the trumpet. And she screamed. Brother Brown said, "Oh my, I want you to catch every note of my voice." That's what she's saying. Because he said, because there's a lot of scavengers, I want you to know. We're still talking about the eagle bee. The eagle mama is saying, I'm teaching you this because there are a lot of scavengers. And it's the same way the Lord, through the prophet, brought us the voice. So we can distinguish the voice of God from the scavengers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, how sweet is it? Maybe sometimes sickness knocks on our back. Maybe something else. When we come to look up and take them two big wings of Jehovah, the Old and the New Testament, and say, how great thou art.
Amen.
Amen. So when the mama eagle lets out the noise,
he's
opening the flaps, and then they come on it. He said, I'm going to give you your first solo flight. The prophet said, those two wings is a representation of the Old Testament and the New Testament. He said, I am still the Jehovah that opened the Red Sea. I am still the Jehovah that brought Israel out of the fiery furnace. I am the one that raised up the Son of God. I am that sent the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. He said, looking through her great wings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's the same God tonight. I just want us to be assured. Abraham said something here. How do you know that Jehovah is not trying you? Trying to get you to look through the wings and see how great he is.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He is determined that we do not become chickens. He said, how do I know that God hasn't sent some sick people in here this afternoon the same way?
Or say, ebeye den na onu odifo no obehunu se onyangopon de ayarefo bi aba sane siamu na se anajo no sebeye no mo san kwose ne omo ba no na.
He said, you say I'm a Christian, Brother Bram. You know it. And I've got the Holy Ghost and I'm here suffering.
Obetimi aka se me yewo Christo ni se ne odifo wo nim no a honkokro aseme ma nanso se se ne misi gina ha na mi hunu amane asifa.
As long as that bed is made soft, there's little ones doesn't want to leave it. As long as the bed is made soft, the little ones don't want to leave it.
And pendodua okore maame no asiesie obuo no mu ayadwo no okore ba no ompeso obefredi.
You know what she does?
Wunim ne yawoye.
She gets right in there
obo rabuo no mu
and rips every bit of that.
Afia no akwa hanyan buo no.
Why? This wickedness.
Ah. Etrimode semna maami aye.
She is determined that they will not get accustomed to the world.
Obona jirimu po. Sebo ma akware ma no entena buonu mu dada emomu ho enyewon.
That's what God does sometimes.
And pain bebre sey ena ya onyankopon ye yen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said the Pentecostal people didn't look for easy things.
Or see, Pentecostal for no one at home, concluding can see a good one, so no, and yet your man, a young Yoma Jojo, and an hour share any more coin.
They sold what they had and gave to the poor and went with Christ alone.
You know, my bread and yanina, or more tonya, and the man here for, and Romani Christo, and Qua, and two anamon.
How will we take that message today?
Tell
what you have.
Give
to the poor.
God,
they work for it.
Just
like we are struggling
today.
Give to the poor.
Come
follow me.
Hey! Enough.
Will it be easy? But they were set for the heavens. Prophet said something here. And we will depend on this to pray. The people are afraid of the new birth. That's what the matter. They are afraid to be born again. We are afraid to taste of the heavenlies. Sometimes we don't want to lose our reputation. As we stand to our feet, the Lord's plan is to set us on high. He spread off his wings. We get on it. That he will take us high. He does not want us to remain earthbound. Tonight, let's do the assessment. We know for our own selves where we are located in the Word of God. He said these two wings are the Old and the New Testament.
It's
the Word of God that is taking us to that high place.
Are
we found in the Word? It is very certain we can make it to church, but are we in the way? And the word is the word of our day. The gospel that has been given to us now.
And
God help us as we enter into the mode of prayer. The Lord says we are not to be earthbound. Our focus, our desires, our ambition should be in the heavenly. And he admonishes us that we should not lay our treasures on this earth.
Now, Otuyanfo, say my answer, say, and Adam would dear ever as you so.
But in the heavens where no one can touch it. Is that still real to us? Does that word still sound so valuable in our hearts? And can we say that every day of our life it's our focus? Just open up in prayer tonight. Every word of God is true. And he brought the word to help us. That we will be eagles. And not chicken. If our ambitions have changed. If our desires have changed. And we have become and focusing on the chicken food. Let's pray tonight. If we hear the voice of God, we know. If we follow his instructions, we know. It's you and the Lord tonight. And there is never a time he has passed by when there is a desperate call.
My da, Olipebi etiemu frenu awosan hukoda.
He is interested in us.
Ono di eneni kuye ngo.
He wants us. No matter our condition tonight.
Enfa oni seri enti biati biyan. Ono di awopeye.
He wants us to align. He wants us to align.
Opese yeni na semno eye pe.
He wants us to fall back in track.
Let's
be in prayer. He is the living God.
He
is the faithful God. He has not come to give us a motivation. He has not come to tell us anywhere. He has come to us, let us know that that word of God is true. And he wrote it because it is true. And he wrote it because he means it. That the heavens should be our focus. His plan is to protect his children. He doesn't want his children exposed to that devil. To the scavengers. He protects his own. His word is our protection. Let's pray tonight. become difficult for man to stop.
Now so ababa ye dia mo nipa sa ade a obonsam na pai mu aka se wono ye ye no obetimi atwe ne ho afri ho.
Vulture.
Opete.
God help us.
Erade mo aye.
We are in a terrible moment.
E preboni mu ene ye wo yi.
We need that grace.
Ye hia sa dom no.
We need that mercy.
Ye hia sa mo bro hunu no.
He wants us high. He wants us high. Like a parent that have determined to take the children high. Like a parent. And if the children are not pulling their weight, oh, you become so disturbed. You become so worried. God has set the church to be a place of hiding, safety. Where all his word will be kept. But have we become a church that keeps only parts? Wants us to work the fullness of his word. Let's just pray tonight. Pray for our families. Pray for the church. Pray for the ministers. Pray for a brother and a sister. God wants us to align. Align to the unfailing gospel. Pick the full word. Not part of it. He wants to use us to prove to the wicked that he is the same God of Abraham. The same God of Isaac.
Abraham,
the same God of Jacob. That our children will mention our names and say our God. Our generation will mention our names and say our God. For the king said, the God of Daniel.
Daniel,
the God of Daniel.
Daniel,
oh, that is what God wants to make in our lives.
That
wherever you and I are, it will be our God. Not only secretly known to us, but everybody around us will bear witness and say, call our names and say the God. Is that the situation?
Say,
is that the situation? This God has never failed. We need him in our lives tonight.
He
is that blessed assurance. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's pray. Worship.
Otisara Danina. asase chemwa o tie o tie sa daina se wo so lonia asase chemwa Otesa Danina Otesa Ra Danina O Rechemwa Rada
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, next prayer, we just want to praise the Lord for His goodness.
Yeah, pray boy, I toss you on and say, "Ye be ye radia ye, I want any pa."
Just thank Him for your life.
Hallelujah.
The mighty things He has done. Marvelous grace He has shown. Many times you never thought you could even come through. But the Lord has been merciful. Even the privilege to hear His word. Just appreciate the Lord. Let's thank Him for this church. Let's thank Him for our ministers. Thank Him for our families.
Hallelujah.
Thank Him for every situation.
Hallelujah.
That He cares for us.
Hallelujah.
He protects us.
Hallelujah.
He puts us in a place of safety.
Hallelujah.
He is the God Almighty. Let's thank Him. Let's thank Him. Let's thank Him. Let's thank Him. Let's praise His name. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you are proving yourself
Lord.
But without you, we could not make it. We thank you for everything. Many times we have been wrong, but you have forgiven us. The blood that atoned for us. We say thank you, Jesus. It's the grace from your presence. We thank you for everything. We give you praise. We give you glory. Sister Cecilia
Entry.
that I am not feeling well, and request the saints of the living God to bear me up in prayer. That the Lord will make me whole. Shall we pray? Let's pray for our sister. All of us together. Praising the Lord for his grace and his healing. Amen. Enoch. Die, Enoch. Come forward. Enoch, pray to the Lord and let's end today's session.
Heavenly Father, Lord, help us.
Amen.
Help us open up and show our new baby.
Amen.
Today, be God is a word.
Yes, Lord.
A Gideon in a mower.
Amen.
Mune a genera.
Amen.
Mune a genera.
Amen.
But there's seven impasser at it. A man in free as soul.
Amen.
But there's seven impasser at the man in cost one more home by one.
Amen.
But there's no serra day. Said the age you are same with dinner at the. My name Marcel, I'd better be nine after the end with the end.
Oh,
what did you deserve? I do to me, I didn't know.
Amen.
What did you be beer at the Jaya be beer at the Jaya be beyond the idea of power and himself at the moon your way. But whatever have been the situation, oh Lord, our sister, Raddy,
amen.
The giant shouts, I say, Raddy, may your healing be upon her.
Amen.
Lord, also I pray that, oh Lord, whatever the service we have done, oh Lord, may you send us safety.
Amen.
Your way, oh Lord. Pain. Amen.
Amen.